Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed, who is engineering our show here in the KVOI control room. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's the happy solstice day, the first day. Well, it's the, I was going to say the first day of spring. No, what it means is the days will start to get a little bit longer, meaning we push towards spring. But anyway,
it's the first day of winter.
There you go. It's the first official day of winter. Thank you, John Munger, for correcting me. I've got a little too much holiday spirit here that I kind of got in the way.
You put down that glass of scotch now.
Oh, yeah, right.
There. It was eggnog, John.
Oh, eggnog.
It's eggnog, yeah.
Anyway, unadulterated eggnog.
Yeah, we are kicking off the Christmas week here on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Podcasts and our show archive available for you at buckmastershow.com. You can check that out anytime. You've already heard from John Munger. Vince Robigo is also with us. It's our Monday political face-off. That's coming up in a few seconds. At 12:30 today, how to help Arizona nonprofits with some simple tax credits that could save you really a lot of money. Then we'll wrap up the hour with Dr. Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster contributor on education, talking about this new trend to charge families for using school buses. That's happening across the country. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. We welcome you to join us at any time during the hour with your questions or comments. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by our friends Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing over at Fort Lowell and Dodge. I was over to wish Moe and his family a very happy Christmas and New Year on Saturday, and they still have that 75%, up to 75% off inventory sale, and I couldn't resist. I had to take advantage of that, and I strongly urge you to do so. It's their really first ever inventory sale at Moe's Fine Framing and Gallery. Vince Robigo is with us. Vince, former Arizona Attorney General candidate. He's a longtime Democrat Party activist, and Vince heads up the Hispanic caucus of the Pima County Democrat Party. John Munger is here, longtime Republican. John, of course, 2010 candidate for Arizona governor. He's a former Arizona Board of Regents. Both Vince and John, very well-known and respected legal minds here in town, well-known attorneys, and they always give us a very good debate here on the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince and John, how was the last full weekend before Christmas for you?
I went over to see two of my grandkids out of the six, and so, you know, we just sort of chip away because our kids are all over the place, but we chipped and had a great time.
And you had your birthday, I think, Thursday, right?
Yep.
Because it's Thursday. 2 days after my birthday, so that's how right. I remember that. So you had a good. You were one of those Christmas babies that, you know, I don't know how it was for you, but the family always said, Bill, just open one gift. Let's save the rest.
No,
for
I never had
oh,
that.
Oh, you
they,
never had
they
that
actually
problem.
Celebrated my birthday.
Oh, how about that? And Vince, how are you today?
Doing well. It was a great weekend. Celebrated my wife's birthday on Saturday, and that was a fun day all the way around.
Yes.
And we actually, you know, aside from just doing fun things together, went out to the Roadhouse Cinema. I don't know if you've
ever
seen
it. Oh, I've been there. It's great. Mm.
That is amazing. Talk about a very high-end experience.
Have dinner watching a movie?
Have dinner. They, you know, it's literally a seat side service with at the call of a button with recliner chairs.
Really? Really? It's got the recliner?
It's like first class airline seats.
Wow.
Pretty amazing experience. Certainly, one that should be experienced
and
at least
have
once.
You can have a drink and, I mean... Mm. Full bar, it's great. It's
so you amazing. Order dinner before the movie? Is that how it works?
Get there a little early, and you order before the movie, about half an hour. You get there about half hour early, and you can also order during the movie.
Uh-huh.
But you got to obviously give yourself enough time because they'll come and bring you the tab about 20-30 minutes before the movie's over. But it's quite amazing. They just bring stuff, and they are fast.
Wow. It's really great.
It was really neat. So we went and saw the last installment of the movie, the Hobbit, by J.R.R. Tolkien, and so the kids. Really enjoyed it. It was great fun.
Good. Good for you, Vince.
We have the situation with Cuba. The president pretty much restoring diplomatic relations with the island nation, Vince Robigo. Good move on the president's part?
I think it's long overdue. I think, you know, there are going to be pros and cons that people are going to talk about. But, you know, after 54 years, I think the policy has not helped our interests. It has not given us any influence over Cuba or the development of democracy there. So I think what this does is it gives us influence, not isolation. And at the end of the day, it doesn't allow for the continuation of giving Castro and you know, the folks down there an excuse to be able to blame us for the failures of their political system. So I think it's going to help. At the end of the day, you're going to see through this engagement the development of business. You're going to see more freedom, because once people get a taste of freedom, they don't want to give it up. And by allowing more business, more travel, more exposure, and the flow of information, I believe that we are going to see a significant change. And there's all sorts of other reasons, and I know we're going to have some different perspectives here, I've got some other things I'd like to talk about, but I'll give John a chance to weigh in, see what he thinks.
Yeah, John, what do you think?
Well, it is a mixed bag. We have to, and ultimately, I guess I come down on the side of what the president's done, but we need to remember that there are some cons. Number one, you know, Cuba has been open to trade with virtually every other Western country for a couple of decades now, and they haven't particularly prospered even so. I'm not sure that opening up trade with the United States is going to do all that much for them in terms of the people. The money seems to always flow to the Castros. So number one, let's not delude ourselves into thinking that they haven't had open trade before with other the entire European Union.
Well, and Canada has poured a ton of money into Cuba, yeah, so, and Spain and Europe has
that's right.
a lot of money.
So number one, this is not the grand opening of Cuba. They've had it, and it hasn't opened Cuba up. Number two, people forget that our sanctions on Cuba have had an effect. People say it hasn't been successful. You will remember, Bill and Vince, back in the 80s and 90s, Cuba was very active, sending troops into South America, sending troops into Angola, and it was only our sanctions that caused Cuba to have to withdraw from those areas. So the sanctions did have some success. And number three, people forget that Castro is putting away about 500 people a week in jail, political prisoners, and continues to do that. And those people are very disheartened by this, because we are basically ignoring them and ignoring their struggle. That struggle is gathering steam, the prisoners that have been released have said that the movement is growing, not becoming smaller. And so I would say this, that, yeah, opening up trade, that's fine. I get that, and I get the benefits of that. But I hope that we will stand strongly with the dissidents in Cuba, that we will keep the pressure on Cuba in any way we can, to not become involved in foreign ventures militarily. We need to keep the pressure on to release their political prisoners. And there's a lot of work left to be done.
Vince, what is your rebuttal to John about Cuba?
I'm not sure he wants to rebut it. I bet he agrees with me.
No, I think we have to. I agree that we do have to keep the pressure on. I don't think that doing this means that we're not going to keep the pressure on with respect to pushing for political change. What I see this as is this is a direct push for that political change, because 54 years has not caused that political change to happen. And so, you know, it's sort of one of these things. It may have, you know, the sanctions, I don't say that the sanctions didn't have an impact. I agree they did have an impact, but they didn't have an impact in changing it into a democracy.
That is correct.
And so what I'm saying is that this is, it's, you know, there's more than one way to peel an onion. This is going to the heart of the onion. We're going to, by that engagement, and it may be a long time, just the commerce itself is not going to do it, but the exposure to information, for example, the internet, they have probably one of the lowest internet saturation points in the developed world. You know, like 5%. And so they don't have the infrastructure. It's exorbitantly expensive. This is going to allow for that. And the more people have the people down there have that exposure to freedom and ideas and what's really happening out in the world, you're going to see some significant changes, and it's going to come from within, from those dissidents that John is talking about, from without, with the pressure we're going to keep for pushing for democracy. But that's the only way I think we're going to achieve that democracy. The other aspect about this that hasn't been discussed much, and I'm sure we can, I'd like to talk about it, frankly. This actually is a significant foreign policy blow directly against Vladimir Putin.
That's right.
And Russia.
That is correct.
And so while he was over there, and there's been, you know, tremendous issues with Crimea and what has happened over there, and the force that he's been using, right now they are engaged in a free fall. The economy is collapsing in Russia. The ruble has fallen. It's a major financial collapse. And this is an amazingly spectacular foreign policy blow against Russia, against Putin, to be able to reclaim a sphere of influence.
And against Venezuela.
And to regain a sphere of influence in our closest neighbor. So that aspect really has been understated, undiscussed largely.
That's been under the radar.
So yeah, it hasn't, and that's very important. I think there's another aspect to remember, and that is that we have recognized for a long time equally despotic regimes such as Vietnam. Certainly at the time we recognized China, they had the same types of problems and continue to. I've always had a problem drawing a distinction between, say, Vietnam and Cuba, and why do we recognize Vietnam and not recognize Cuba?
Or why did we recognize China and not Cuba?
And so I come down, as I said in the beginning, I come down ultimately on the side of doing what's been proposed. But I just don't want us to blithely do it and forget what really needs to be done, and we really need to use the additional influence we should have to really apply the screws to these people.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's 12:16. It's the Monday Political Face-Off, John Munger and Vince Robigo. John saying ultimately he likes the decision, but he is in a minority as far as Republican leaders on this decision, and we'll talk about that as we continue on the Monday Political Face-Off right after this.
Would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven
woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off on this Monday before the Christmas holiday. John Munger is here and Vince Robigo. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Dodge and Fort Lowell, and of course on Facebook and at moesgallery.com. Before the break, John, I was mentioning you're not happy with the way this was done, I assume, with
yeah,
the president
I think,
making the kind of a proclamation.
I think as much as anything else, the way it was done, it was problematic and it angered a lot of people. He didn't consult Congress before he did it. And yes, Congress will have to vote for some funding of various things.
A new embassy in Cuba.
But having a discussion with Congress beforehand on such an important issue would have been nice. What appeared to be, whether it was or not, what appeared to be the trade, combining this with for a trade for one American political prisoner, for three clear Russian spies, and making this kind of trade-off, it just wasn't done right. I don't like to get into form over substance. Substantively, as I've said, I generally support the policy as long as we don't lose sight of the political dissidents and the work that needs to be done there. But it did anger a lot of people the way it was done. It was done with a tin ear and clumsily and without consulting, again, Congress. And I think that was that caused him some political problems that I don't think he needed to have.
Vince, final remark on Cuba, then I'm going to switch gears real quick.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I mean, the reality is there we have separation of powers. That is within the prerogative of the administration. If this had been even broached with Congress beforehand, it would never have happened. It would have been done. It would have been over because of the political dynamics of everything that President Obama presents, the Republican caucus is against. And so that would not have happened. It didn't happen when Nixon did it with China. There was no request for some sort of vote beforehand.
I'm not suggesting a vote.
But that's the point.
Nixon did go to Congress, the main congressional leaders, and say, look, I'm going to do this, and just give them a heads up instead of letting them hear it on the news.
Yeah, but ultimately that's entirely within his prerogative.
I don't disagree.
And so
he had a right to do it. I just think it was done in a poor way.
And I don't think it was done in a poor way. See, I think it was completely legitimate. The other aspect of the trade, that you're never going to have a completely equal sort of an exchange. And so I saw, for example, Chris Christie was trying to complain about, why don't you go after these other criminals that are wanted in America over there, or these different things. The reality is this brought joy to many folks. I know I got an email from the Jewish Federations, a very, very well-respected national charity, applauding the release of Alan Gross, who was an American contractor doing humanitarian work there. So this was a greatly applauded decision from other quarters. So ultimately, let's not quibble as John said, the form. I think it was the right decision. Yeah. Now the question is, what is the fallout on the political world?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes, and I want to switch gears because we have not had you two gentlemen together since Jeb Bush announced that he would like, well, he's thinking about running for president on the Republican ticket. John, the Wall Street Journal today said just the announcement of an exploratory committee has really dried up finances for a lot of other candidates.
Well, I think that's true. I will tell you to begin with, I'm not a big Jeb Bush fan. Not because so much of Jeb Bush, it's just I've had enough of the Clintons and the Bushes. And I'm a big George W. Bush fan. I think he did a fabulous job. Vince will disagree with me, but this country should not be run by plutocrats and oligarchies. We should have primaries. I think that the people need to be heard, not just the establishment. I understand money's a factor. I think Jeb Bush would be a fine candidate. I just don't happen to. I think, in my view, there are other candidates who I like better. People like Scott Walker, people like Kasich in Ohio.
But just Bush's name out there.
Yeah, Bush's name out there has dried up money for other. What are commonly called establishment candidates. Mm-hmm. I think, for example, Christie's done because of that. I think Rand Paul has buried himself by taking the position that he's taken. Even though I happen to agree with his position overall, I don't think he's expressed his concern enough for the dissidents.
You're trying Cuba, yeah. I
think there's going to be a full primary. Let's remember one thing, and then I'll shut up and let Vince make a comment. Whoever's going to be the Republican candidate, in my view, has to win two out of the three of the early primaries.
Iowa,
New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And I just doubt that Bush, he might be able to win New Hampshire. He might not, but I don't think he can win Iowa and South Carolina.
Vince Robigo, a Bush-Clinton matchup.
It's hard to say. It's particularly hard for me to read the tea leaves in the cauldron that is the Republican primary. So I don't know where this all falls out. I don't know that I agree that this hurts Rand Paul the way John has said. He stood up and stood alongside the president with this decision on Cuba, and also one of our own U.S. senators here in Arizona, Jeff Flake. Yeah. And I've got to commend him and applaud Senator Flake for his efforts and his very clear stance on this about how what it means for freedom. So I congratulate Senator Flake.
Yeah, he had a role in this. He went down there to Cuba and helped make this happen.
And so I don't know. I think ultimately because I think the people are going to view this. I think where John stands on this issue is more reflective of the people on both sides of the aisle. Sure, there's going to be a split on some of this, particularly in the Cuban American community. I think there's going to be more of a split. But I think the vast majority of Americans are going to come down on the side of this detente and going forward with diplomacy. And I think that helps people like Rand Paul, certainly helps Senator Flake. It doesn't help Jeb Bush to align himself with Marco Rubio on this.
Well, I don't think it helps Flake. I don't think it helps Flake in Arizona. I think Jeff has had some communication problems with his Republican constituency, and I don't think this will help him in Arizona. But
why is that? Just a quick aside. Well, it just doesn't seem... He's not reaching out enough to the...
Jeff, in the view of a lot of Republicans, and I'm not necessarily saying I view this, I'm speaking to a lot of Republicans I talk to, got elected and sort of disappeared. And the only time you really see much of him, except for this one occasion, is at the right hand of John McCain. And
they disagree on this issue.
Though. Yeah.
In a large way.
One of the things I liked about John Kyle is he had his own agenda.
He was so available and very available to us here and all of the media people. Yeah. Every quarter he'd make a visit here.
I think a lot of people have had doubts about Jeff Flake on the Republican side. I think he's made himself vulnerable to a primary. I'm not saying I endorse that. I'm just saying what I think political reality is.
All right, we're gonna have to wrap it up there. Vince Robigo and John Munger, I wish you both, you and yours, the very best this Christmas season. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And let's have a really happy new year. Thanks, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, and we thank Moe and the family for their support of the Buckmaster Show and supporting our Monday Political Face-Off. Stop by, check out Moe's. There's still time to do that Christmas shopping. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Dodge and Fort Lowell, and moesgallery.com and on Facebook. And of course, the inventory sale up to 75% off. So check it out. We'll be right back.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? 5-Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call 5-Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call 5-Star at 886-0045 and visit 5startermite.com. 5-Star Pest Control, and we
know what bugs you. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday before Christmas. A big shout out to Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works. If you're looking for a fantastic auto mechanic, Mike and the team can really take care of you. Tucson, this is the place if you really need a great auto mechanic. Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Check them out on the web. It is perfectionautoworks.com. Well, you have less than 10 days now until the end of the year to help many of your favorite charities or public school activities, and also to help you ease some of your tax burden. Joining me in the studio on the Buckmaster Show, Nancy Jones is here. Nancy of Old Pueblo Community Services. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm in the holiday spirit today.
I can tell you are all decked out. You've got your sweatshirt with some cool-looking Santas on there, so you're ready to go.
I am ready to go.
And we hope that people are ready to go when they think about these tax credits. How does it work?
Well, it's very simple, actually. You can make a donation to your favorite qualified charity, and there is a list on the internet that you can check to see if your agency is listed there. And you make a donation of up to $200 as an individual or $400 as a married couple filing jointly. And in so doing, you're basically delegating or dedicating your own tax dollars to something in Tucson that you believe has an impact on the quality of our community. So when you file your tax return, you also file a Form 321, and you will get a dollar-for-dollar credit or refund on your Arizona state taxes. You don't have to itemize anymore. This used to be a big issue, but you don't have to do that anymore. And at the same time, you still qualify for your federal tax deduction.
And there's a huge variety of Tucson area programs on the list, including Casa de los Niños, the Ronald McDonald House, Charities of Southern Arizona, your organization, Old Pueblo Community Services, and on it goes. Let's talk a little bit about your particular organization. What is Old Pueblo Community Services?
Old Pueblo Community Services is one of many, many great organizations here in Tucson that is tackling homelessness. The way that we do it is that we are really concentrated on helping men and women who are coming out of prison who would be homeless and go back to the old behaviors with an alternative to that structure in their lives. We offer them a transitional opportunity with housing, employment support, life skills building, recovery and substance abuse counseling and recovery services, and we are able to help them move back into the community so that they can break that pattern of substance abuse and criminal behavior. We also work with homeless veterans, and we've been doing this now for about 7 or 8 years, formally with the VA, and we again provide the housing and support services while the VA's provides mental health and substance abuse counseling services.
And we have quite a few homeless vets, don't we, in the
community? We do. And
unfortunately.
Yes. And we have an amazing outreach specialist that's out in the streets. He's out at the parks, the food banks, the soup kitchens, the desert itself, winning the confidence of those folks who have been entrenched in that homeless cycle. We help a lot of chronically homeless and especially chronically homeless veterans get back on their feet and move into the community.
How would the tax credit money then help your organization?
Well, what it will help us do is pay for the cost of housing. We actually use our tax credit funds for a housing fund for folks as they are coming to us, especially those coming out of prison. Of course, they have no resources coming out of prison, and we are the only agency that will bring them in without an upfront charge. And so this money helps us provide that first month of housing so that they can focus on their substance abuse recovery work and their employment, their ability to get out and get a job. And that is really huge for them.
It's got to be. I mean, these people coming out of prison, certainly they probably don't even have the proper clothes to even look for a job.
Right. And that's the other thing that this helps us do. Most of our programs are federally funded through grants and contracts, but they don't provide things like food and clothing and household items and furnishings. So we take a lot of in-kind donations from the community, and these monies also help us provide those extra services, because they do. They come to us maybe with a box, most often in their prison blues, and they really need to start over. And this is a very forgiving community. Tucson is a wonderful community. We like to think that we are part of making it a better place to live.
Success rate, how has it gone for you, getting some of these people to transition in?
Well,
to normal society.
Well, it's hard to put that into statistics.
I know it is.
We do increase the their ability to work. Mm-hmm. We increase their level of their income substantially. Our folks, about 70% of them, go into permanent supportive housing or permanent housing and are successful in the community.
Well, the wonderful thing is that there is a place for these homeless vets and people coming out of prison somewhere at least to turn and to turn their lives around.
That's right.
Nancy Jones is with us of Old Pueblo Community Services. So what is the next step then for folks that want to get in on this tax credit? I mean, how do they start? What's the procedure?
There are several ways they can do this. They can make donations by check. If they're going to send a donation, it has to be postmarked by the 31st of the month. They can also, in most cases, most agencies have online credit card capabilities. So if you will make your donation by the 31st, again, it will qualify for the tax credit for this year. And then, as I said, all you have to do is when you file your income tax return, you make sure you file the Form 321 with it, indicating the agency that you made your donation to. You don't have to make your entire tax credit donation to one agency.
You can split it up.
You can split it up if you'd like.
Okay. Let's quickly go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Our friend Jim Kelly is with us on the line. Jim, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. I just want to say that the work that Old Pueblo Services does is fantastic. I've known their results of the people that they've helped, and they really do a very, very good job. And these are the toughest of the toughest, multiple layers of dysfunction and issues that have to be dealt with. And it's three steps back, two steps forward. And they do a phenomenal job and have done so for the last 10 years that I've known of their work. So this, I just want to recommend this as a highly recommended tax credit donation. I think they've done great work.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. And I'm sure Nancy had a big smile.
Yeah, as you were thank saying you, that, Jim.
Giving that recommendation. Thanks a lot, Jim. And Nancy, we're going to wrap it up with you. Thank you very much for everything you're doing with Old Pueblo Community Services. Do you have a website that you would like to direct our folks to?
Yes, our website is www.helptucson.org.
That's very simple to remember, helptucson.org. Nancy, the best to you and yours this Christmas season. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to you as well. It's going to be a good year.
It will be a wonderful year. 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We continue right after this. Stay with us.
Oh, that's George Bailey, a man who can't find a decent mechanic. Take a look.
Mr. Potter, I'm really stuck here. Well, what's this going to cost me?
Well, look at you, George, a miserable little clerk coming in here begging on your knees, expecting a good deal. Well, as the owner of Potter's Automotive, you need new brakes, a new drive shaft, new motor mounts, and a timing belt. You know, George, your car's worth more dead than alive.
Oh, that's fine, George. Run, run. Hey, you won't find a better mechanic in this town, George. And who are you?
I'm your guardian angel. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, someone gets their car fixed right at Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, you're right, Zuzu. Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. A Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Right this very minute, candles in the window, carols at the spinet.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show this Monday before the Christmas holiday. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson, to historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. Downtown Silver City hosts a variety of galleries, historic buildings, lots of fine dining, and quaint homes. There's plenty of great accommodation in the area, including Pinos Altos Cabins and Silver City KOA. To find out more, visit southwestnewmexico.org. The Buckmaster Show contributor on education, Dr. Robert Hendricks, associate professor emeritus at the UA College of Education, where he is the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practices. He's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District, and he is a one-time Arizona Top School Superintendent of the Year, and he's on our Buckmaster Show live line from California. Dr. Hendricks, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing very well. What is this new trend about charging parents for letting the kids ride the school bus?
Well, I'm actually not surprised. I think with school districts dealing with tighter budgets, they're looking for ways to reduce costs and presumably put more dollars in the classroom. But you know, if you look at the cost of transportation, and any school board and superintendent is constantly looking at the budget line on transportation costs, because you have the capital costs of buses, you have the general maintenance, you have the driver and mechanic salaries, you have the unpredictable cost of fuel, which of course is low now, but it's never predictable, and plus, a lot of buses are still running on diesel fuel, which at one time was a lot less costly, and now is more costly than unleaded fuel. So it's an issue, and I'm going to make a statement of fact, which I think is going to surprise some of your listeners, and that is that Arizona statutes do not mandate pupil transportation.
Really?
It's been a tradition. It's been a tradition since the late 1800s, but transportation really is defined in the school business as a courtesy and a convenience to students, and school boards actually have the entitlement and the authority to set the radius for who they're willing to pick up on the school bus. And so we have different variations depending on the school district, but generally it's a mile for elementary students and a mile and a half for junior high, middle school, high school students. But that, again, is a is an arbitrary number that's set locally by each school board.
Well, the wonderful thing about this program, the host learns something every day, and I just learned that the school district, in effect, from what you're saying, they could say, we just do not have the money to support a school bus program, and they could drop the school bus program legally under the Arizona statutes.
They could, and that's not to say that we have any district in this state that is doing that, but there are certainly opportunities that other states, in fact, 12 states, have allowed public school districts to charge for transportation, notably school districts individual school districts in Texas, in Colorado, and in Massachusetts. And so and we've kind of opened that door a crack in Arizona because outside the legislation, districts can charge for sports or co-curricular fees, which offset some of the transportation costs. And so it's very, very common for districts, even within our state, to charge a fee for field trips, which at one point, you know, was part of the general budget, and for individual sports, which helps offset some of the costs of transportation. And so that's why, and this seems to be a very familiar theme this year, the state tax credits are very important to public schools, because one of the things that you can designate on the tax credit is to help offset the costs of transportation for such things as extracurricular activities and field trips for low-income students.
Okay, so in some of these states, like Colorado, for one, Indiana, some of these other states where they are now charging, they're bringing in millions of dollars in some cases to the school coffers. And what typically would the fee be to a parent to put the kids on the school bus?
Well, in Colorado, the largest school district in Colorado, Jefferson County, I think is charging about $185 a year for students for them to have the privilege of riding the bus, and they're charging it. They're charging a monthly fee. In other words, they've divided it up to help parents with the financial burden of it. There is a reduced cost if you have more than one member of the family. But again, it's something that families are going to have to budget for if you live in that particular district, and it's an additional burden.
There are legal challenges. Indiana's Supreme Court has heard arguments over this. It's a class action lawsuit.
Well, and actually, yeah. The plaintiff most recently was very successful in that case, and the courts have told Indiana that they have to provide transportation. But again, there are some statutory language in Indiana that allows the courts to take a look at it. In this state, I think it would be a more difficult challenge in the fact that there is no legislation that deals with the issue of transportation.
Do you foresee this happening in Arizona?
I would never say never. You know, and even if there were legislation on the books, that can always be untangled and changed. But I've not heard any talk, Bill, across the state that this is a revenue source that should be capitalized upon. However, there's no question that districts have gone after the extracurricular fees, because that is an additional burden to districts with sports activities and other extracurricular activities, and the field trips, which can be quite quite frequent and provide some financial duress to a school district. So those things they are charging for.
Well, the trend continues, doesn't it, though?
It does.
Looking for cost cutting. That's really kind of the bottom line, what it's become with education. Everybody's trying to cut costs.
And some districts have outsourced transportation, food services, maintenance, have given the whole operation to a private contractor where hopefully there'd be more efficiencies and they don't have, the same cost that they might have if they try to do it in-house.
All right.
The jury's still out on that as well.
Okay, Dr. Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Thank you, Bob. And on behalf of all of us here at KVOI, thank you very much for your contribution to the show. And we hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Bill. It's my pleasure. I look forward to the new year. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you very much. Bob Hendricks with us on the Buckmaster Show. And a big shout out to Culligan. Thank you, Culligan, for the bottled water that is provided to us here on the Buckmaster Show. And to all of the employees of KVOI, we all thank you very much for your support. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, one of our other local talk shows. We have a full kind of morning, noon, and afternoon lineup for you when it comes to local talk. Mike Shaw with his show, then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, The Daily Double with Christy Simone, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander for the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.